attitude. What people need today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, well, can people handle the truth, though?
I believe they can in the situation room.
Welcome to the Situation Room, the program that applies God's word to our present situation. We take the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth of God's word, and apply it to our daily lives. Because at the end of the day, what really matters is not what I say or what somebody else say, but what does the word of God say? And I ask that you take everything that you hear me say or somebody else say on this program, and you check it out with the word of God. Because if I or anyone try to put something on your spiritual plate that don't line up with the scriptures, well, just put that in your spiritual garbage disposal. Because all you want on your spiritual plate is the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help you God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome this morning to the Situation Room. It is indeed a plumb pleasure to have you this morning in the Situation Room. After all, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're excited and delighted to have you this morning in the Situation Room. We hope and pray that things are going well for you and your family in your neck of the woods. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a serious problem. We have a serious problem. Today, I wanted us to look at something that I ran across of, and it kind of disturbed me. And it was a video that I saw on why women's of color are trying to get out of the United States. Why women's of color, particularly African American women's, why they are trying to get out of the United States. Because when you look at the statistic, I thought that since African American women's, they are the most educated women's in America. They are the most educated women's in America. When you look at shows like Oprah, when you look at the shows that she have on the Oprah Network, you know, Greenleaf, that show Greenleaf, and then you got a lot of these Living Single shows, and you always see, it look like the black woman is progressing, look like she's moving on up in society. But apparently these ladies ain't happy. These black women are not happy in America. Matter of fact, they are so unhappy in America, ladies and gentlemen, that they want to get out of the United States of America. They talking about leaving, and some of them are leaving. They're leaving. So, and I ain't never heard that. And so I wanted us to discuss that a little bit today in the Situation Room. This is a little short documentary. It's about close to 8 minutes. And then I'll come back and give my take. All right. Listen, get close to your radio and listen to why these women's of color, black women's, are trying to get out of the United States.
This is like heaven right now.
Yeah.
Alexis Bromley is from Nebraska. She needed a break from white people.
In Omaha, it's very segregated. It's it can be very isolating if you're a person of color. It's hard in Nebraska because it's a red state. And so you just don't know who you interact with on a daily basis, if they believe that you're lesser, if you're inferior, and how that in turn can affect me.
She says the current political climate has only made these feelings worse. So she decided to go on a women of color healing retreat in Costa Rica.
Hi. Such beautiful smiles. Thank you guys so much for coming. My blackness is bold.
My blackness is uninhibited.
My blackness is strength.
The idea is simple. For 10 days, black women come together to eat vegan food, meditate, do yoga.
The breath in is the reminder that we are safe.
And to discuss the frustrations of being black in America.
It's like a mental game all the time, and I'm in these spaces where, you know, constantly getting poked and prodded. Oh, let me touch your hair. Oh, you're really pretty for a black girl.
Black people don't exercise. Black people don't hike. People are automatically gonna have this perception of me before I even open my mouth.
So many people's ideologies are being validated that don't see us as human, that don't see us as people.
This retreat is one of more than a dozen black-owned travel groups, marketing trips specifically to people who look like Alexis. In the few years that most of these companies have been open, more and more clients are calling them up. At least five say they've seen a spike in interest coinciding with Trump's election.
The idea of black women reclaiming control over their own mind, body, and spirit is exactly what's needed to survive in a system that constantly tells us that our wellness isn't important. We stop taking care of ourselves because we were taught, you don't matter.
The retreat is the brainchild of Andrea X, a former Brooklynite turned expat.
I left the United States because I was sick of gentrification, racism, just dealing with being this black woman, trying to figure it out there.
It was 2014, and she'd just lost her job as a healthcare facilitator. What started off as a vacation in Costa Rica became her entire new life. She used all of her personal savings to form this retreat.
We needed a safe space that was outside in the United States to hold certain conversations and just to heal. I don't think that we can do that in the United States. I think that we're suffering and suffocating and just dying every single day trying to survive there.
Yeah, not every woman can afford to come out to Costa Rica. What can we do for the racism they experience, for women who can't afford to be part of your retreat?
I think that it's important for people in the United States, black and POC people, to start forming their own spaces there.
Easier said than done. White Americans find themselves in white-only meetings and places all the time, without even trying or noticing. When black people want a break from feeling like a minority, they often have to make an effort. Alexis made the effort, and it cost her $2,222. But for her and several other women, that's a reasonable price to pay for a retreat that bans white people.
Would having white people on this trip ruin it?
I'd bring my money back.
Yeah, I don't think we will be as open and as honest as we are with the group that we're in now.
Yeah. Do you all feel like you've been stereotyped?
One thing I always got is you're so well-spoken. And I don't think people understand how much, how insulting that is. What else would you expect from me?
I'm curious if it's been no different for you since the election of President Trump.
For black, we knew that racism has been around, but it's a bit more in our face now. It's made me had to pivot my interactions with people. And like, you know, people who actually support Trump. Like, I can't trust you on friendship level, family level, any level, if you actually are supporting someone that, you know, is completely racist.
Is some of that anxiety what you feel you need to heal from here?
We're looking for ways to coping mechanisms, mm-hmm. you know, and ways to take care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. Because we're not on the agenda.
Do you feel like you've increasingly lost the ability to see any shot at a relationship with white people?
Every time I have a conversation with them, I just pick up on certain things that they say, whatever. I pick up on the microaggression, the passive aggressiveness, I pick up on it. So I decided one day to just eliminate white people from my personal life. And ever since then, my life has been way more breezy.
Do you think it's at all possible that the fact that white racism, white people have sort of made you leave the U.S., start your whole life over somewhere else, feel the need to avoid them, it means that they've won?
They didn't push me out the United States. Because if that's the case, they could push me out of any of these countries because they are here. They're everywhere, you know? I feel like white people shouldn't even have passports because they've done enough, especially white Americans. Leave them in the United States. They do not need to come here. They do
you
not.
They should be even able to travel.
They need to stay in the United States.
But to a white person who's doing their best to be the best white person they can be.
I have no tips for a white person. My tip to white people is to let us have our space, let us have our room, and go hang out with other white people. We're okay. You know, you've done enough damage.
Lokaha samasta sukino bhavantu.
This retreat, much to Andrea's dismay, is held at a white-owned resort. That doesn't bother the retreat participants. They haven't cut white people out full-time. But 20 minutes down the road, Andrea and a business partner have quietly invested nearly $100,000 to build up their own private retreat space.
This is where we'll have the workshops.
Is this just like a long con to start building your own Black Nation out in the middle of Costa Rica?
It is.
Starting with yoga, yeah. Next is going to be like a mini government.
I don't want to have a mini government, but at the same time, it will be a community of just like Black people living here.
What would you say to someone who's like, you know, as nice as this sounds like paradise for Black people, in some ways, like it's motivated by the same hate that white people who want to create white nations and white spaces have?
I would say it doesn't have anything to do with them. This is about us killing our community.
Is it practical to create a Black nation in the middle of a jungle or to chase all white people off your property? Probably not, and most Black people don't want to do that. But the feelings of isolation that drove Andrea to build her own community aren't that different from what drove Alexis to this retreat in the first place.
Andrea has completely given up on the U.S.
I don't blame her. I have been places outside of the U.S. where I have felt more at home and more included than I have ever in my community.
Is that an upsetting thing? You know, you say it with like this serene face, but to like go visit somewhere that you're not a citizen of and feel more at home than you do in your own country.
Yeah, that's reality. Unfortunately, that's the reality of our country.
All right. That was a short documentary on why women of color are trying to get out of the United States. And they say that they need to get out for the most part because they are being discriminated against. They are being discriminated against. Well, you can't run from problems. That's what they told me when I was a little boy. You're not going to be able to run from your problems. You're just going to have to solve your problems. But I see that these ladies, a lot of them, they created problems for themselves. There are certain places in America that you know that it's just about all white. Yeah. Once you get past Texas and Oklahoma and going west, it started getting almost lily white. There are certain parts of Colorado that it's just all white. You go into Wyoming, it's just about all white. You go into Nebraska, it's just about all white. When you go out west, unless it's a military base or something like that, or a major college or something like that, you ain't no see no Blacks. Black people don't stay out there. Yeah, Black people, for the most part, we was brought here over in South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, because we came through the Caribbean slave trade, the African slave trade coming up through the Caribbean, through the West Indies. And then Black people migrated on up north to New York and Chicago. And so every major city, that's where you'll find Black people. You'll find Black people. But these ladies, they in Nebraska. Well, now you're going to be discriminated against in Nebraska because ain't no Black people out there. Just a handful of Black people out there. You're going to be discriminated against when you go to Boulder, Colorado, because it's just only a handful of Black people out there. Yeah, and most of the Black people out there come through either, like I said, the college. They got the University of Colorado out there. And so some of those Black people, once they graduate from college, some of them decide to stay right there. But for the most part, you ain't gonna see. You're not gonna see hardly any white people. And that's why the white people are out there. They don't too much want to be around a lot of black people. So when you go into places like Utah, you going to Montana, those places, Nevada, those places like that, you're going to be discriminated against. So I don't feel sorry for you because you asking for trouble. You asking for trouble. It's just like if you go to the white side of town and you want to live in a all-white community. Well, you knew that over there in that all-white community that you was going to be discriminated against. You already knew. You already was asking for it. That's why, for the most part, black people still stay with black people and white people still stay with white people. If you want your life to be a little bit easier, you can even learn from nature. Nature can teach us. But I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. But these ladies, they just need to do some research, and they should have known places like Nebraska, places like Colorado. So they need to just come on and find where the black people are. That's what they need to do. Find where black. You don't have to go to Costa Rica. You don't have to go to Jamaica to find some black people and start your own black nation and stuff like that. No, right here in America, they got places that you can go to. But I got a problem with those ladies' philosophy. They thinking that they got to get out of America and stuff like that. I got a problem with that philosophy like that. Because that's a racism mentality even in itself. That lady talking about, I need a break from white people. I got to get away from white people. That's a racist. That's a hate mentality. Now, let's flip it. What if white people were saying that about you? You would be saying, boy, that's a racist. This guy here, he's a racist. He's talking about he need a a break from black people. Then you would say that that's racism. We'd be ready to call in the NAACP. We'd be ready to call in all these civil rights groups because they discriminating. Yeah. No. But when black people start discriminating against white people, start making racist comments against white people, we don't think nothing of it. We don't think nothing of it. That's very racist for that lady to talk about. I think that white people need to be eliminated. That's racism, ladies and gentlemen. That's racism for a black person to say that a white people need to be eliminated. That's very racism. And that's evil. That's evil in its worst. Because what you're doing, you are attacking the image of God. You're saying that God made a mistake by putting this white person on this planet, or putting white people on the planet. God made a mistake. No, God don't make mistakes, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever God put on this planet, whatever the race is, whether it's black or white, or whether is Mexican, Japanese, Chinese, it don't matter. We gotta learn how to live together as citizens of the planet. We gonna perish as fools, ladies and gentlemen. And so that's a foolish statement for that lady to be talking like that, saying that white people need to be eliminated. That's like saying God need to be eliminated. That's what they atheists, that's how they think. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you know, when you allow racism to take over your heart and prejudice to take over your heart, first of all, you'll start hating your enemy. Yeah, you'll start hating your enemy. But it don't stop there. You'll start, number two, acting like your enemy. You'll go from hating your enemy to acting just like your enemy. And that's what black people are doing today. They acting just like the Ku Klux Klan act. Yeah, you acting just like the Ku Klux Klan. That kind of thinking where I got to remove myself. That's why they come up with private schools and things like that. How these white people that came up with these private, you know, supposed to be Christian school and stuff. They was trying to get away from black people. And now black people are trying to do the same thing. We're trying to come up with our, you know, black Christian schools because we want to get away from white people. And so we'll come up with our own black this, our own black that. Like this lady here got her own black retreat. So, and they're going to bar and ban white people from coming. And so we are acting like the enemy. But then you go to the third phase. The third phase, you become the enemy. You are the enemy. And that's our problem today. Black people, you have become the enemy. You your own worst enemy. Yeah, it ain't the Ku Klux Klan today. You the enemy. You your own enemy today. You causing your problems on yourself today. Yeah, you can't make everybody like you. If you know people over here don't like you, then don't go over there. Yeah, you have become your own enemy. Yeah, yeah, by the decisions that you make, the choices that you make, you are becoming your own enemy. Well, what's the solution? Number one, you need to get in touch with God. You need to get in touch with the true and the living God. See, these ladies now, they are on a pathway to idol worship. They're on the pathway to idol worship. They were sitting around getting into yoga, in the yoga position and stuff. Listen, you're going to attract that Kundalini spirit, that snake spirit. Is going to end up coming in you and possessing you, and you're going to be worse than you was before. Yeah, yeah. And so you need to get in touch with the true and the living God. See, if a person get in touch with the true and the living God, then you'll be able to say, like Paul said in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. So it don't matter. If all Mexicans are around you, you can handle it. It don't matter if all white folks are around you. You can handle it. Why is that? Because greater is he that is within me than he that's in the world. Yeah, when you got the true and the living God in you, you got power. That's the solution. You don't need to go hundreds and thousands of miles away. In the jungle, to try to get in touch with yourself, to get some peace and all of that. Listen, you'll have peace that surpasses all understanding if you get in touch with Jesus Christ. Yeah, yeah, them ladies ain't saved. If them ladies get saved, then you don't have to run from your problem. When you get saved, God gives you the power enough to handle your own problems. And then number two, start practicing the great commandment. Yeah, what's the great commandment? There's two great commandments. Number one, love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might, or your mind. And then love your neighbor as you love yourself. See, if these people would just get in touch with God and start loving God, then whatever you love or whoever you love, you start becoming like them. So when you start truly loving God, you're going to start becoming like God. Yeah, you're going to start becoming like God. As a result, you'll be able to carry out the second commandment, is to love thy neighbor as you love thyself. See, God is a God of love, not hate. Like John said over in 1 John, let me get that verse. 1 John chapter, well, actually, you can find it. Let me look at 3 John. It said, beloved, follow not, verse number 11, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that does it good is of God. But he that does evil has not seen God. Them ladies hadn't seen God. They hadn't seen God. They don't know God. Yeah, because if they would have known God, then they start loving him. And then they start acting like him and loving their neighbor as they love themselves. Then the third thing, practice the Great Commission. What's the Great Commission? You'll find it over in Matthew chapter 28. Verse number 19 and 20, Jesus says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to do all that I command thee. And lo, I'll be with you always, even till the end of the age." So, ladies and gentlemen, what those ladies need to do is just practice the Great Commission. The Great Commission is all about saving people. They should be trying to save them white people rather than hating on them white people, getting away from the white people. See, that's what the devil want. That's what the devil want. The devil want us to be separated. He want to keep us divided. He want to separate us one from another. He want us to look at each other as enemies and stuff. No, no. God has a plan and a program for us to save the lost. Yeah, go save the lost, whether they are white, black, it don't matter. Because see that word where he says go and teach all nations, that's ethnic group. Every ethnic group. That's what that word nation means. Every ethnic group. Black folks, white folks, Mexican folks, Japanese folks, Chinese folks, every ethnic group, God want them saved. Because when we get to heaven, it ain't no being just black people in heaven or just white people in heaven. It's going to be people from every kindred, every tongue, every race. And so if you plan on going to heaven, you better go ahead and start practicing on getting ready to go to heaven while you're down here on earth. And that means you're going to have to start loving people who don't look like you. You're going to have to start loving people that don't look like you. So go out and save your enemy. Go out and save them. Do practice the Great Commission. Go and teach them differently. Yeah, you know, Abraham Lincoln was really a man of God. You know what Abraham Lincoln said about your enemy? He said, what you need to do, go make your enemy your friend, and then you're eliminating enemies. Yeah, you're going to have friends if you do that. So make your enemy your friend. And then once you make your enemy your friend, then you done eliminated the enemy. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so kindly for joining us. Listen to us all day long because we're in your corner right here in the Situation Room. God bless you. Have a good day.